Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. During the monumental changes that are taking place at this time in our lives, probably the most positive thing we can do to lift ourselves up is to pay attention to the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. We are receiving more light from on high than ever before, and the higher and more rarefied our vehicles are, the more light we can endure and withstand, which will greatly accelerate the purging and cleansing that is taking place in the outer world so that we can really move forward into those wonderful patterns of perfection for the new earth. It's time for our I Am presence, our true God self, to take full dominion of these vehicles. And now we have the ability to invoke that presence in ways that we have not had for eons of time. When our I Am presence takes dominion, we have a much easier time in responding to our life situations from a higher order of being, with a greater perspective and more viable solutions to the challenges surfacing to be healed and transmuted. Today we're going to participate in some activities of light that will help us do just that, align with our I Am presence and raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our four earthly bodies. As we do this, we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. So this will happen more easily for people all over the world as well. We do have the ability to be our brothers and sisters keepers. And when we invoke this light through their I Am presence will flood them with the energy, vibration, and consciousness of this higher light in perfect alignment with their divine plans and the highest good for all concerned. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but sometimes challenging times. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. What we're going to talk about today is the process of actually shifting the consciousness within the cells of our bodies. For eons of time, there have been prophets and seers, religions and holy books that have foretold the coming of an age when heaven would manifest on earth. The prophecies revealed that during that auspicious moment, humanity would awaken from our long exile in darkness, and we would begin to remember who we are and why we are on earth at this time. We would then develop the latent powers within us, and we would discover that we are not just the fragmented, fear-based human ego that we have erroneously identified with. Instead, we will realize that we are beloved sons and daughters of God. Then we will know all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We were told by the ancient prophets that this would be an age when our physical transformation would occur at an atomic cellular level, and that our four earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, would be transfigured into expressions of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite physical perfection. We've probably all contemplated this lofty vision at one time or another, but I don't think that we ever really imagined it would occur in our lifetime. As long as we thought of this physical transformation taking place in some distant time and place, it seemed like it might be a remote possibility. But to think of it as occurring right here and right now, that was beyond our comprehension. But guess what? This is the moment for which we have all been waiting. It is the dawning of the age long foretold by the ancients when heaven will manifest on earth, the age when humanity will transmute our misqualified energy and all of the human miscreations from the past and anchor through our heart flame the patterns of perfection for the new earth. We will transfigure our four earthly bodies into the perfection of a higher solar light body, a fifth-dimensional expression of God's infinite perfection. The day of domination and control by humanity's fear-based human egos has passed, and through miracles that have taken place over the past several decades, a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness for every evolving soul on Earth has now reached the threshold of the fifth dimension. Our I Am Presence, our true God Self, now has direct access to our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in ways that we have not experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. Every man, woman, and child's I Am Presence is now standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of that soul's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This is a moment we have all been waiting for. The heavens are rejoicing, and the elation pouring forth from the company of heaven is boundless. Now we have the responsibility of listening to our I Am Presence to see just how we can assist with the tangible process of our physical transformation. In order to attain our victory in the light, we need only to lift up in consciousness and to step through the open door into the eternal freedom of the fifth dimension. This is the dawning age of enlightenment and wisdom, the age of spiritual freedom, the age when our humanly created, self-inflicted separation from God will be permanently healed, and the truth of our own divinity will be accepted by every child of God. Awakening is taking place within every heart flame. And recently, through the divine intervention of beloved Mother Mary, every person's heart flame has been expanded through their I Am Presence to its original divine intensity and potential. Our threefold flame is now enveloping our four lower bodies, allowing us to receive more light and greater healing than we have experienced since the fall eons ago. The change is being experienced by every life stream. Physical transformation is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level for every person. The power of God is penetrating into every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness and is now being activated by the tremendous influx of God's light. The seed of transformation is growing and expanding, filling our entire beings with light and lifting us up to touch the fifth-dimensional realms of illumined truth. This is empowering us to integrate the infinite perfection of our fifth dimensional physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. It is creating the sacred space for humanity to become the perfection of our I Am presence while we are still abiding in the world of form, which means right here and right now. As this seed of awareness is growing in our consciousness, we begin to remember the oneness of all life. This concept is blazing like the sun within us, radiating forth rays of light that flow from heart flame to heart flame, connecting us with every light bearer and every person, place, condition, or thing on the planet. We begin to realize that we are one with all life. There is no separation. There is no such thing as us and them. And when we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. This activity of light has created a powerful force field around the earth, a fifth-dimensional grid system of divine love. The collective radiance of this grid of divine love is the most powerful force currently on the planet. It has formed a bridge of light that literally expands the abyss from the lowest vibrations of humanity's pain and suffering into the highest vibrations that humanity is capable of reaching at this time in the fifth-dimensional realms of infinite perfection. This grid of divine love is known in the heavenly realms as the bridge to freedom, and is the passageway over which this earth and all her life are now ascending onto the next spiral of evolution. The light of our Father, Mother, God is now being balanced within every heart flame. The balance of divine will, power, and authority from our Father God, and the divine love, adoration, and reverence for life from our Mother God is now pulsating through all levels of our consciousness. The company of heaven is assisting the I Am presence within each one of us to awaken the inner knowing within us, the pre-encoded memories within our DNA and RNA structures, the remembrance, that sacred space where we know the oneness of all life. Our strength lies in this greater knowing and in the unification of our hearts and minds with the billions of life streams joining us on the return journey back to the heart of God. Much of the chaos humanity is experiencing is because we perceive ourselves to be an intelligence apart from our Father, Mother, God. Some of us have even gone so far as to believe that all we are is our physical body. We have come to this conclusion because we look at the outer world and judge what we see to be real. The truth is that we are multidimensional beings, and the physical plane is just one of the dimensions that we abide in. Our material senses, sight, touch, sound, smell, and taste, are limited and report only the physical plane. Actually, the dense physical plane that we think is so real is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. And it is the very last dimension to reflect the many changes that are taking place now in the realms of cause. Sometimes the physical plane is even called the world of illusion because it is so distorted. The denser the veil of illusion became as a result of our fall from grace, the more distorted our perception was, and the more we began to cling to the material plane to give us some sense of security. Prior to our imagined separation from God, we were very aware of the law of the circle, or what has sometimes been referred to as the law of attraction. We knew that we are the co-creators of the physical dimension. We knew that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are continually being projected onto physical matter, thus manifesting in the physical form, in the physical plane. We realized that the law of the circle is a creative force from the universal source of all life that flows through every human being constantly through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Even though we lost the awareness of this universal law, it in no way changed the reality of the law's existence. Through the law of the circle, or the law of attraction, our gift of life flows through us, and as it does, it picks up the particular vibrations within our consciousness. Our consciousness is an accumulation of all of our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings, literally from all time frames and dimensions. As the creative force of the law of the circle passes through us and picks up the vibrations of our consciousness, a synthesis of all energy vibrating there is projected onto the physical matter around us. Thus, everything manifesting in our lives now is a result of our beliefs, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This is true whether we are referring to our financial situation, our health, our relationships, our careers, our happiness, our success, or our peace of mind. As long as humanity holds within our consciousness the illusion that we are separate from God, we will experience distorted conditions of matter. Only when we realize and accept our oneness with God and our oneness with all life will we ascend out of this world of illusion that we have created for ourselves that is filled with humanity's pain and suffering and reflect the patterns of perfection within the causal body of God onto the physical plane, thus manifesting heaven on earth. Since our fall, humanity has given power to physical matter. We lost the awareness of the heavenly realms and contact with our I Am presence, our true God self. Consequently, we came to the conclusion, erroneously, that our physical body is all that exists and the physical plane is the only reality. We have given our physical bodies power to elevate us or to bring us down. We have given our body power to incapacitate us through sickness, poverty, unhappiness, aging, and on ad infinitum. We have allowed the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become our reality, when in truth it is an illusion created by our beliefs, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It is time for us to realize that our bodies and physical matter are not intelligent life forms separate from God, but rather they are a mass of atomic energy that is controlled by our consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. Our bodies and our physical environments are merely a reflection of our consciousness. That is why matter cannot be changed by sheer human willpower any more than the reflection in the mirror can be changed if we don't change the object that's causing the reflection in the first place. Presently, our world is reflecting our consciousness. We have erroneously set about trying to change outer world situations instead of changing our consciousness, which is causing the outer world situations to get worse. This is a futile effort and can only be corrected by raising our consciousness and remembering that we are one with God and one with all life, and that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours when we actually accept our I Am presence as ourselves and not some separate self, our environment and our world will reflect an entirely new picture. Instead of disease, we will manifest the perfection of our I Am presence, which is vibrant health. In place of poverty, we will have abundance. Instead of war, we will live in peace. Hatred, prejudice, intolerance will be replaced with love, acceptance, and reverence for all life. For many, this process is beyond the reasoning of the outer mind, but the I Am presence is beginning to reveal it to each of us as an inner knowing. People everywhere are beginning to recognize the divinity in their loved ones, in their co-workers, in their friends, and the people in their sphere of influence. As we realize the illusion of our separation from God and become one with our I Am presence and recognize the I Am presence within every other human being, our power is withdrawn from the conditions of physical matter. Matter is then seen as a mass of electrons waiting to take on our consciousness and to reflect a new pattern, the perfection of God. When we recognize the I Am presence as the master of our bodies and our environments, we experience freedom from limitation. The light of God will then transmute all of our distorted beliefs and the illusion of separation that has bound us to negativity, aging, disease, and decay of all kinds. It is time for us to begin transforming our consciousness by recognizing and accepting our true God reality and our oneness with all life. We must go within to the divinity of our heart and reestablish a loving relationship with our I Am presence and the divinity pulsating in every person's heart flame. The I Am presence is the part of humanity that is created in God's image. It is the facet of our beings that we can truly love and honor. When we begin to recognize that every human being is a son or daughter of God with God's full divine potential, we begin to glimpse humanity's true potential. Then we realize that the will of our Father God and the love of our Mother God are within each of us right here and right now. This infinite light of God is all-knowing. It is all-caring, it is all-loving, and it is all-powerful. Even though humanity now is receiving more assistance from the company of heaven than ever before, our physical transformation will not solely be the result of divine intervention. Our transformation will occur through our intentional, conscious, cooperative efforts with the beings of light who have selflessly dedicated their lives to helping us during this auspicious time. In ages past, through the often inadvertent misuse of our gift of life, we created the maladies that are manifesting in our earthly bodies. Through our free will choices, we must now accept responsibility for transforming these vehicles, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, back into their original perfection. We will accomplish this mighty feat by deliberately choosing to utilize the life-transforming tools that are being given to humanity at this time from on high. The exercises we use today are designed to quicken the core of purity in every electron of life, thus casting off the cloak of darkness and revealing the perfection within. the dense negativity that has been interpenetrating the cells, atoms, and molecules of our bodies will be cast into the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. That violet flame is the perfect balance of our Father God's sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and our Mother God's crystalline pink flame of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When these two flames are perfectly balanced, they merge into one unfathomable expression of our Father Mother God, the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. When our misqualified energy is cast into the violet flame, it will be permanently transmuted back into light. Then the fifth-dimensional solar Elohim, the mighty builders of form, and the directors of the elements who are guiding and directing the divine intelligence within our earthly bodies, will join with our I Am presence to utilize the powerful gifts of the resurrection and the ascension flames to help us transform our bodies into the perfection of our solar light bodies. These sacred flames, the resurrection flame, the violet flame, and the ascension flame, are flowing forth from the heart of God and will raise the vibration of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies if we will merely ask our I Am presence and the company of heaven to assist us with this process. If we invoke the light of God in this manner, we will lift out of the frequencies of aging, disease, and degeneration into the embrace and control of our I Am presence and the perfection of our solar light bodies of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection. Humanity's physical transformation is a critical and necessary step in manifesting the perfection of the new earth in this plane and dimension. Embodied light workers are being called to action by our God parents and the company of heaven. And we are being asked to put forth the effort necessary to transform our earthly bodies into the infinite perfection of our fifth-dimensional solar light bodies. This is being requested of us so that people will have living, breathing examples of this seeming miracle to encourage and inspire them in their own transformational process. Regardless of how hard we may have tried in the past to accomplish this illustrious goal, this time it will be different. The time is short. We are in uncharted waters. We are vibrating at more rarefied and clear frequencies than we have ever experienced because of the awakening taking place and the light of God flowing through every heart flame. Never have we received the degree of assistance that we are receiving now to help us with the transformation of our earthly bodies. Because of this truth, more than any other time in our human evolution, our victory is assured. So now let's join together as we become one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. Feel yourself, your mighty I Am presence, taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. See this divine activity of light occurring for every man, woman, and child on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment, because we are one with all life. And as we invoke the light of God for ourselves, we simultaneously invoke it on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. This light will then flow through every heart flame to bless the divine intelligence of the elemental kingdom, the earth, the air, the water, the fire, the nature kingdom, and expanding through the angelic kingdom and all the graded orders of angels that are serving humanity at this time, until this planet and all her life are pulsating with the magnificent influx of light that we are invoking this sacred and holy day. Let's begin by doing a decree for the precious electrons. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that we can each receive them personally and tangibly in our own lives. But know that through the I Am presence of every other human being, this light is flowing into every heart flame in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and their highest good. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I Am, and through the full power of the threefold flame pulsating within my heart, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of every soul evolving on earth, both in and out of embodiment. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I Am, I command that the flame of purity in the center core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continually and permanently. Through the power of God, I Am, I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to remove any shadows that are cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And remove any shadows that are cloaking the electrons within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every man, woman, and child on earth. And remove any shadows cloaking the remaining electrons existing in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the bodies of beloved Mother Earth. O sacred flame of purity, cast any shadows into the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant. Transmute every rate of vibration that is causing any form of limitation or pain or suffering in my life or in the world. As the flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of each electron, I witness any cloak of darkness now being cast into the violet flame. Any shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life are instantly being transmuted into scintillating, radiant light. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity expanding, expanding, and expanding in every electron of precious life energy on earth until anything causing limitation in my life or on the planet can no longer be sustained. As the power of God, I Am, I accept that this purification is being accomplished right here and right now, even as I call, through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity ever known on earth. I accept that this purification is victoriously accomplished now. And I accept that the sacred flame of purity will daily and hourly intensify within the core of purity in every electron. Every time I focus on this purification with every breath I take, I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, abiding within my fifth-dimensional solar light body. And I am holding the sacred space until all life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now invoke a cosmic dispensation from our Father, Mother, God, on behalf of the precious electrons, the life force flowing through the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. In the full power and authority of the presence of God, I am, I make this call to my Father, Mother, God, the celestial giver of all life, and to the full momentum of divine love being expressed through my Mother God, the Holy Spirit. I invoke a cosmic dispensation that no longer may the electronic light substance of the universe be misqualified or imperfectly clothed by the sons and daughters of God. I invoke a cosmic dispensation wherein the electrons will be invulnerably charged with purity's flame in action. And as they pass through humanity's earthly vehicles, which are the open doors to its expression in the physical world, the electronic light will remain within an invincible armor of pure divine love, emitting perfection, but allowing none of the discord of our physical, etheric, mental, or emotional bodies to change the vibratory action, the color or sound of its purified, comforting presence. I now contemplate for a moment what I have just decreed, and I begin to fathom the blessing humanity's heartfelt call to the flame of purity is for the precious electrons that comprise every particle of life on earth, serving all life now in the physical world. I realize as never before that I have come to earth to love life free, and through my concentrated efforts, so I shall. And so it is. Beloved, I am. I now expand this activity of light by invoking the resurrection flame. I now invoke the full power and might of the resurrection flame. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. I acknowledge and accept. I am my I Am Presence. I am my I Am Presence. I am my I Am Presence. I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am an open door that no one can shut. I am an open door that no one can shut. I am an open door that no one can shut. Through the power of God, now blazing in every heart flame, I invoke the mighty archangel of the resurrection flame, and all of the legions of light associated with the resurrection flame throughout infinity. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now and assist me in flooding the earth and every electron of precious life energy evolving here in the full radiance of the mother of pearl resurrection flame. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit, and I have come to set right the vibratory action of all energy and substance in my world and in all of the world. As a disciple of the Holy Spirit, the essence of my Mother God's divine love, I am an instrument of God, moving through this world, instantly reestablishing divinity wherever the sacred resurrection flame is applied. I am the flame of resurrection in action. I am the flame of resurrection in action. I am the flame of resurrection in action. The mother of pearl resurrection flame is now blazing through me, loving all life free. I now invite, invoke, focus, concentrate, manifest, and sustain the resurrection flame through the core of purity in every electron. I am a director of the resurrection flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash its power of love on earth for the benefit of every facet of life evolving on this planet. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. In oneness of consciousness with the I Am presence of every evolving soul, I am the cause of this blessing of the resurrection flame. I am the bridge over which it flows into the physical plane of earth. I am its final effects of divinity, now reestablished on earth. I am the divine plan, now manifest in the world of form. And so it is, as God in action, I am, I am, I am. And now we expand this activity of light further by invoking the full divine momentum of the crystalline white ascension flame. I now invoke the infinite power of the ascension flame. Beloved, victorious presence of God, I am within me and all humanity. Beloved legions of the crystalline white ascension flame, seal, seal, seal our dear earth, her atmosphere, all her governments, and all of her peoples in oceans of the mighty ascension flame. Let this sacred fire from the heart of God penetrate and saturate every electron of precious life energy, lifting and raising all life on earth out of every discordant frequency into all that is divine. Sustain this heavenly vibration now and forever. Let the ascension flame be known and loved by all belonging to or serving the Earth's evolution. Let every person experience the miraculous gift of the ascension flame as each one ascends with this blessed planet and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection and eternal light. Through the power of the ascension flame, when our work on Earth is finished, let all life ascend into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, from whence we came, forever to remain in the eternal victory of God's divine plan fulfilled. I am now a director of the Ascension Flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash its power of love on Earth. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the Ascension Flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the Ascension Flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the Ascension Flame. In oneness of consciousness, with the I Am presence of every evolving soul, I am the cause of this blessing of the Ascension Flame. I am the bridge over which it is flowing into the physical world of form. I am its final effects of divinity now being reestablished on Earth. And I am the divine plan now manifest in the world of form. And so it is. As God in action, I am. I am now ready to expand the integration of my I Am presence through my four earthly bodies. I sit comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the immortal, victorious, threefold flame within my heart. I witness the sapphire blue flame of my Father's radiance of divine will, power, and authority blazing through my left brain hemisphere and the left side of my body. I experience the magnificent crystalline pink flame of pure divine love, activating my right brain hemisphere and blazing through the right side of my body. The full momentum of my Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. And blazing within these two polarities of my Father Mother God is the sunshine yellow gold flame of wisdom, enlightenment, illumination, and understanding, the Christ consciousness of the sons and daughters of God. As this light blazes in through and around me, I realize that I am one with my I Am presence. I have walked through the discontent of this earthly experience, weeping and wailing and often experiences through my valley of tears. But this is the glory of a new day, a time of rebirth and renewal, filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. The perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God has returned to earth. And my I Am presence is now taking full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. My I Am presence will now be the divine director of my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. With this inner knowing, I realize that I now have the awesome responsibility of becoming the full manifestation of my I Am presence while I am still embodied on Earth. This literally means integrating my luminous solar I Am presence and my fifth dimensional solar light bodies into my four earthly bodies at an atomic and subatomic cellular level. This integration is occurring now, and every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of my bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of my bodies are being filled with multifaceted and multidimensional solar light. This integration is allowing my I Am presence to take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions begin to reflect the divine love, harmony, and balance of God. This transformation is changing my physical reality into the infinite physical perfection of heaven on earth. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity, and it is being presented to every man, woman, and child on earth right here and right now. As I contemplate this truth, the sacred knowledge begins to resonate in my heart of hearts, and I experience my immortal victorious threefold flame now as it envelops my four earthly bodies. The divine balance of my Mother God's love, my Father God's power, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom is pulsating through my threefold flame, enveloping my four earthly bodies. My I Am presence now steps into full authority of my earthly bodies, and my vehicles are raised into the perfection of my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. I ascend in consciousness into the kingdom of heaven, the vibratory realms of infinite physical perfection, the realms of my solar I Am presence. And I stand forth now as a complete God being within the glorious, multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my solar I Am presence. My heart, mind, and voice are centered within the 12-fold solar flame of my solar I Am presence. I realize this is a new paradigm, a new reality for me. My feet are planted firmly on earth, and simultaneously, I am one with all of the ascended realms of infinite perfection. I am a God being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my solar I Am presence, I am now all of humanity standing forth and realizing we are God beings on every realm associated with this planet. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. I feel these energies securely anchored within my heart flame, and I witness through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child that they are anchored through the heart flame of every person belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my four earthly bodies. Breathing in, exhaling, gently moving my fingers and toes. And I prepare to again go about the business of my day as an illumined I Am presence, now made manifest in the physical world of form. Precious Heart, if you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website at eraofpeace.org. And you may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. We also have a brand new wonderful musical CD that's called Musical Rapture, a healing gift for humanity. This is a sacred piece of music. It is a 62-minute long piece of music that you can download for free to bring healing and joy into your life. Read the article that's associated with it, and please take advantage of this wondrous gift. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. Know that you are here to fulfill your facet of the divine plan, and the time for you to expand that light is right here and right now. Please join with us again next week as we expand our chalice of light to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.